Christy Potter. I'm a journalist, I'm an author, and I'm going gray. This is the show about all the interesting, inspiring, and amazing people who are out there every day making the world a better place. My guest today has a seriously interesting story to tell, and I'm excited to introduce her to you. Just one quick thing first. Don't forget our podcast sponsor, Audible.com, is offering Going Gray listeners a free month's subscription and a free audiobook. And they have tons of titles, so with this free offer, you have lots of time to check them out. So just go to audible.com, that's audible.com/goinggray, and get signed up. Now, let's get to our guest before she falls asleep, waiting on me to quit yammering. Today, I am talking with Sarah Deutsch, an author who focuses on using creativity to heal. Sarah takes creativity to a whole new level and has a new book coming out called Creative Collaboration, Magic Ways to Create Cartoons and Stories Together. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to be here with you.
We're excited to hear everything that you have to say. Tell us a little bit, just to get us started, about you, about your background, how you got interested in this particular aspect of creativity.
Okay, let's see. There's so much. Let me start in the middle. Well, I was a lonely little girl, and all I really had was a very rich inner world. I could travel anywhere in my mind, and I started drawing and telling stories, and whatever I could think of doing, I went through all kinds of arts and crafts. Okay, so that was what got me into the field of creativity, because personally, I needed it. It was my world. The reason I've written so many books about telling your story and creative autobiography is that, excuse me, I had so many different lifetimes in this one. I'm not talking about extra lifetimes out, but for example, I was a graduate student until I was 33 years old. All I did, I studied primate social behavior, psychobiology. I was always trying to make bridges between different fields like East-West psychology.
So wow, that's neat.
Yeah. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said that is really neat.
Yeah. But that was one lifetime. And then I left it all. I ran away to India and Nepal. I just got tired of the intellectual life. That's why I've had so many different lives, is that I do them very intensely and then I move on. The next life was about wandering in India and especially Nepal, which was an incredible experience. And I don't want to get too much into that because I could talk for hours, but I went through a death experience there. I finally succumbed. I was eating everything, walking practically barefooted. So I went through a death experience and I ended up in a hospital. I'm getting too far into that, but I just wanted to mention that there was a vulture. It was such a poor hospital. I was really dying of hepatitis. And every day vulture would fly in through the open windows. They didn't even have windows, and sit on the door top and wait for me to go.
That's not disturbing at all. Holy cow.
I guess I'm just trying to give you a flavor of why I had to tell my story. After Absolutely. India and Nepal, I went to Hawaii and lived naked in jungles for a couple of years in waterfalls every day. I seem to have to live many different lives of the mind, lives of the body, and lives of the spirit. So that's how I started writing, and I realized that although my story is very dramatic, everybody has very profound and interesting stories, and that's really all we get to keep is our experience. So it's so important to find a way to tap your experience and share it with other people. And that's why I have written three books. One is The easiest one, if you really want to write but you have bad feelings about writing and had very linear teachers at school, the one to start with would be 5-Minute Magic for Creative Writers. And this is where you send your critic on a vacation. And that is the most important thing. The reason most people are blocked is that they keep hearing as they write, they say, "That's stupid. You can't write." No, you start hearing this inner critic.
I'm telling you, that inner critic can really be a... I've been a writer for most of my adult life, and I've had that. I still hear the critic. It's so hard.
Yeah. Well, I have a magic way that I have had to develop because I'm an impatient person, and I can't spend hours and hours trying to write. So, and again, my background, I didn't even mention, but I have a background in neurophysiology and all kinds of psychobiology. But what I have found works for me and what I've been teaching my students for 27, probably 28 years, is to set a timer for 5 minutes. Now, this 5 minutes becomes a magical period when you can let go of your mind and focus and relax. And the critic cannot enter because the critic is linear part of our mind. So if we write as fast as we can and we don't stop no matter what, even if you have to say, "Ugh, and my toe hurts and I don't know what to say," but you keep it going, and you train your mind to go beyond that critic.
Wow. That makes it sound almost easy.
Well, it is, again, with that, because our backgrounds are really, I have to say, mostly pretty screwed up because we come from a very linear mind in our culture right now. I'm hoping it will start changing. That's what I'm here for, to help it become more multidimensional and more more spontaneous and intuitive. So this 5-minute thing really works. If you do it for a week, I had one woman who had never written and had all kinds of bad experiences as a child. I think she even was made to use her right hand. She was left-handed. So I had her do this for 5 minutes every day, no matter what. Whether you're feeling good, whether you're sick, whether you're depressed, whether you have company, you just get into the habit of writing every day for just 5 minutes. Even if you want to do more at first, just keep that. And this woman turned into James Joyce in a week.
Wow.
She started free-flowing, and it was amazing. And I've had so many experiences like that where I teach people how to do this.
So it's also taking the pressure off of yourself. Like you said, so many people feel like if I can't sit down and dedicate half of the day or the whole day to writing, what's the point? So you're taking that pressure off.
Yeah, and many people think they have to write 5 hours a day. And and I tell them, "Well, have you ever written 5 minutes a day?" And they say, "No." And I say, "Well, that's where you start."
Interesting. And then also then there's that comfort zone if they haven't been writers, or like you said, they have a bad experience with writing or whatever, thinking, "Okay, I can do this for 5 minutes."
It's not so easy. I've had very brilliant, mature people in many. I teach a lot of classes for I call them elders. I don't like seniors. You know,
right.
They're elders. And so I teach a lot of classes for them. And oh, in fact, one man, I have to mention him. I started teaching this at the College of Marin. I was there for 12 years with these wonderful people. And one day I call it 5-minute magic. And we did it for 5 minutes. I had them write as fast as they can without stopping, no criticism, just keep going no matter what. And at the end of the 5 minutes, this elderly man stood up. He had been an engineer for 50 years, I don't know how long. And he stood up and he said, "What is this? What is this?" And he read a 3-page poem about creation, God, what is this all about? Who am I? 3 pages of a poem. And he was shocked and he was almost afraid. He didn't know where that came from. And it came from the mansion of his mind. He had been in one room, locked in one room with his left brain for 50 years. And all of a sudden, this stuff was coming out of him and he was realizing how much more he was than he had thought.
Okay, I totally have goosebumps on my arms.
Yeah, I know.
That's amazing. No wonder you call it 5-minute magic.
Yeah.
You know, wow. So people can, now you talked about, you said something that I wanted to touch back on. You talked about people, everybody has a story to tell. And that's really why I started this podcast in the first place. You know, the celebrities behaving badly tend to get all the headlines. And I like the fact that there are so many people out there who are doing so much and everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has a story to tell, whether they even realize it or not. So I started this as a way of letting people tell their stories, and it's interesting to hear that you think that as well, and that you have taken it to help letting people, teaching them how to write, like, you know, people who maybe would never think of themselves as a writer, to give them the opportunity to write those stories down. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's based on whole brain functioning, which is, this is what our brain really works. We have to use the whole brain. It's not just right and left like they used to. It's everything all at once. And the techniques that I have learned and use myself, one of them is called mind mapping. And many people have done it in a very logical way. But the kind of mind mapping I do with people who want to write has a lot to do with your senses. Mm-hmm. And what you do, for example, let's see, we might start with a color, like taking your favorite color, and in the center of your circle, you put in the name of the color, like purple is mine, mm-hmm. and then you go through a little kind of a quick meditation where you link all your senses together. For example, what is the flavor of purple? And you, as you're closing your eyes and just kind of, you're not thinking, but you're just finding what you think, all kinds of words will come. You might think of burgundy wine. You might think of grapes. You might think of, what is the flavor of purple? Ooh. Then the next thing you do is you say, what is the smell of purple? And you would take it a little further, and a lot of tastes and smells are linked up. And so the smell of purple might be the smell of incense in your church as you walk in. So then you go to, what is the vision? What kind of images crop up? And you might think of purple mountain majesties. You might see all kinds of images that might be personally connected to you, from you to purple. So you go through every one of your, what is the feeling? And then after 5 minutes of this kind of brainstorming, sensory mind map, you will be able to write as fast as you can. It will be amazing. You link the mind mapping to the writing as fast as you can. And people write the most amazing poems that way in 5 minutes. That's what we're capable of.
That's amazing. So basically you're unlocking all these unused rooms in their brain.
We're unlocking all the rules. Is that what you said?
All the different rooms in their brain.
All the rooms. Yes, yes.
I'm picturing you going around with a little key going click, click, click. All the doors are open. Let's do this.
Exactly.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah. And Jean Houston, I will mention her because I've used, she writes a wonderful book. It was pretty old, but it's really, really right here for us now. It's called The Possible Human. Mm-hmm. And in it, she has an exercise that really gets your memory sparked. A lot of people think they don't remember, But this is an exercise we've done in my classes, and it makes people be friends. If you put together two strangers and have them do this little two-minute, several-time exercise, they begin to be friends immediately. And it's called Tell Me From Your Childhood. And I'll just give a couple examples. Tell me from your childhood about an old lady.
Oh, cool.
Did something come up?
For me, yes.
Yeah. And then I say, tell me from your childhood about climbing a tree. Like many people don't have that one, so I'll think of it. Tell me from your childhood about a family trip. Tell me from your childhood, I don't have the list in front of me, but you can get the idea. They're usually sensory kind of questions. Tell me from your childhood about what you ate for breakfast.
Interesting.
You see how this begins to unravel?
Yep.
And open up the doors to these rooms?
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. So even people who think, I don't have anything to say, they realize that they do. There's always a story in there.
Yeah. See, we're so buried in the 3D world.
Uh-huh.
We are not 3D. Our minds, for example, this is from a book called by Tony Buzan about using your whole brain. But there are he has evidence somehow. You'd have to read the book to find out how this is this idea came to be factual. But our brains are built. Let me start in another place. Let's see. Our brains can make more connections than all of the atoms in the entire universe.
Wow.
So you see, our brains are wired for an infinite mind. And this is about our creativity, because we can make infinite, infinite connections and patterns. But most people in this age, it's a very hectic and tense and anxious kind of place we're in right now, and everybody is so busy worrying about survival and houses and cars and money that they don't realize that they can spend 5 minutes a day and get in touch with so much more of who they are and what this life is really about.
Wow. Wow, I think you just blew my mind. Now, before we get too far into this, tell us a little bit about your current book, the book you've got coming out, the one that is available today for free download on Amazon.
Yeah, well, thank you.
That's my plug for that. We'll talk about that more later. But tell us about the book.
Okay, the book I'm very excited about because, as I said, this is my seventh book. But the new one is a real experiment and a breakthrough. Okay, it's called, I'll just mention a name of it, Creative Autobiography, Creative Autobiography, Magic Ways to Create Cartoons and Stories Together. The together part is the collaboration. And I started this with a friend of mine. I've known her for more than 30 years. Her name is Denise Osler. And mm-hmm. We are far apart now. I used to live in Asheville where she was, but we're communicating by email. And we decided we had to collaborate together some way. So she was doing cartooning. That's something I've never done or never been even really interested in. But because I wanted to do it with her, I said, let's do this. I want to learn about what you're doing. And I am a digital artist. I'm very different. My friend she does subtle, zen-like, minimal kind of drawings. And mm-hmm. she uses manual stuff like pencils and pens and ink. And I use the computer. And I love fractals. And I have thousands of abstract and collage images in my portfolio. So we thought, what if we did something? How could we How could we combine the very different things we do and the different ways we do them? So this brilliant idea came to us. Each day, we would send each other a scribble, a doodle, a slice of a painting that we've done, a random collage script, I mean a strip from a collage, maybe a magazine, and the other person very quickly, again, this is like the 5-minute muse that I've been talking about, the other person would have to very quickly transform that little jagged thing or whatever it was into something else. And so we started doing it, and it became so contagious and so much fun that not only did we do one a day, we ended up doing 3 or 4, sometimes even 5 a day. We just couldn't stop. In the morning, you'd see this funny little thing, and all of a sudden you'd turn it in different directions, and all of a sudden you could see something in it and bring it out. So that's how it started. And then we ended up with hundreds of before and afters. And they began to be characters, unique and very strange characters. Some of them came from abstract paintings, and some of them came from magazines, and some came from squiggles. But they had incredible personality. And these characters seemed to want to tell their story. So the next step was that we collaborated on making a story. And we would, one of us would start, once upon a time, there was this very serious little girl. And then she would send it to me and I would add, and then I'd send it back to her. And we would put in images of the characters that were developed from the before and afters. And these became wonderful stories, which again were so spontaneous, and they turned into healing stories that were very inspiring. And we weren't even trying to make that happen. So this is the book. We put together our experience, and it's on many levels. On one level, it's a how-to kind of book. And then on the other, it's very fun to look at because you get to see like 70 pairs of before and afters. And you can see how easy it would be to do that yourself. Yeah.
Wow.
And she learned from me because I taught her how to do digital art with a very simple free program. And I learned from her how to make captions. She's very good. She can see an image and all of a sudden a funny caption comes into her mind. So not only does collaboration help us to do things together that we can't do alone, it can also teach us each other's skills and our gifts and our different styles, and it makes us so much more flexible so we're not just stuck in doing the same thing over and over just because it's familiar to us.
Right. Right. And I think that's a creative block as well when you get stuck in the familiar.
Yeah.
You know, so this is really, I'm fascinated by this. You know, I've always heard about collaboration. And I've always wondered if I could do it because I tend to be very insular in my writing. But like you just said, I do get sort of stuck in my patterns.
Yeah.
You know, and it would be a great way. Now I got to read this book. I didn't have a chance to read it before our interview, but I'm fascinated.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. It was kind of a little bit, you know, to put it out because it's such an experiment and nobody had given us any feedback. So I didn't know, but I'm at a point where I just have to put out what comes to me. I can't worry about, is it going to be practical? Is it going to make money? Forget all that. Just put out what's in your heart.
Wow, that's refreshing to hear. Too many people are focused on the other parts of that. So, all right, so just one more time. The book, as I wrote down, correct me if I have the title wrong, Creative Collaboration, Magic Ways to Create Cartoons and Stories Together.
Yeah.
All right. And it is on Amazon.
Yeah.
And today, which is March 27th, Thursday, March 27th, it is available for free download.
Yes.
As an ebook.
And even if you were to, it's very inexpensive, you know, to buy Kindle books. So even when it's not free, it's certainly worth it. It's about, I forget how big it is. It's 70 or 80 pages, but it's not hard to read because most of it is imagery and wonderful little stories that we included to let you know how wonderful stories can come from not knowing what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes those are the best kind, I think.
No.
And then the rest of your books are also on Amazon. If they just search for your name, Sarah Deutsch, that's D-E-U-T-S-C-H.
Yes.
For those of you who don't have those German backgrounds. So you can search for her. She's got all kinds of titles on there to choose from. Sarah, do you have a website you'd like to mention?
Let's see. Do I have it? Well, I have the Amazon website. I have lots of art portfolios, but if they're interested in that, again, all they'd have to do is put in my name, and I'm on quite a few art portfolios. What else can I... You were asking for a website. Okay.
Well, we can just Google you, too, if it's easiest.
Say that again?
They can just Google you, too.
Yeah, if it's Google easiest. Me, because I'm all over the place. And again, my central... focus is creativity as a healing and awakening force, and also this new book is about, I'm going to do more about collaboration because I'm so in love with it. I have all kinds of, I may do an entire book on all kinds of collaborative processes. Yeah.
That's amazing, and that's a really great idea. So, all right. Well, we're just about out of time here. But once again, everyone, you can find Sarah Deutsch. You can Google her and find all of her information. Or I have searched for her on Amazon, and there is quite a bit on there as well. So please do check it out. Remember that today, the Creative Collaboration book is free to download. And if you miss it today, no worries, because you can still get it for your Kindle for that usual inexpensive Kindle price. Sarah, thank you so, so much.
Yeah.
For being with us. This is so inspiring. I have to go right now.
Well, I'm so glad, and I really enjoyed this. I enjoyed this with you. It's really been fun and easy, and thanks.
It's been great, and I'm looking forward to having you on the show again in the future.
Great.
Okay, thanks again, Sarah.
Hi.
Okay. All right. That's it for me. I will be back here again on Monday with another amazing guest. In the meantime, you can find my books on Amazon, you can find earlier episodes of this podcast on iTunes, and as always, my home base is ChristyTheWriter.com.